A great tip from Josh Mills about calling in a big Tom, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I'm fired up to get out into Turkey Woods and sit and just excited as I'll have to hit my hen call and hopefully hear gobbles coming back at me. But I learned a big lesson last year that, of course, I should know better at all times, is that oftentimes when the birds come off the roost, the toms don't always respond in turn with those gobbles we're all hoping for that helps us locate them. And what I've figured out in a lesson in a hunt that I had last year is when they're not talking, listen for the hens. Because the hens never seem to shut up. They're always talking, communicating, especially if there's multiple hens and or a flock of birds. So I was sitting on this ridge last year, and I just could not get a tom to answer me. And finally, I just remember hearing some tips from some friends. Just slow down and listen. And so I sat there and listened, and just so happened on the wind, I hear the cluck, cluck, cluck of some hens working a couple hundred yards down the ridge. At that point, as best my 6'8", 280-pound frame would allow me to, I snuck into range and was able to pick off the gobbler that would never talk to me, never listen, because of course you're doing an opposite of biology. Most of the time, the hen clucks, the hens go to the gobbler. Again, you're trying to get that tom to come to you, which they do a lot, but a lot of times you get in those frustrating situations where you're hearing nothing. So again, have yourself a sit down, chill out, get yourself on a good listening area and try to listen for the hens or spot hens. Because of course, where the hens are, you'll find the tom.
Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.